Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As we've noted on this show before, the packaged food business is very difficult to break into. So we're looking forward to finding out how our next guest's jerky company recently made it onto Instacart's list of its fastest growing emerging brands. Jason Burke is founder and CEO of The New Primal. He joins us by phone now from his company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Jason, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us how all of this got started. How did you get into the jerky business?
It's really interesting. Both of my parents were diagnosed with chronic illnesses back in 2009, and both were related to diet, nutrition, lifestyle. And so I took a keen interest in food and its impact on our health. And I just so happened to learn how to cook. And from there, one of the things I was doing was taking desk snacks with me to my day job. And one of those happened to be a homemade beef jerky that was made with clean ingredients, ethical sources on the farming side. And from there, everybody would steal my beef jerky out of my desk. And so I finally started making my friends pay me for it. One thing led to another. 2 years later, I quit the day job and went full time into the meat snacks business with the goal of taking the gas station out of the beef jerky and taking a product that was, you know, designed to be a healthy protein snack, but had, I felt like, been filled with mystery ingredients and artificial ingredients and preservatives and things, and cleaned it up. And so off to the races we were.
All right. So I understand that you started with a dehydrator in your condo, and talk us through how it grew from that, you know, to, I'm assuming you have a co-packer now somewhere.
That's right. So I started with one dehydrator, making my own. And then as I would take orders from my friends and coworkers, went from one dehydrator to six in my little kitchen condo. And my wife went on a girls' night out and came back, and I was in the kitchen flipping trays and, you know, had all the dehydrators humming. And she said, you got to get this stuff out of our house. I don't care where you make it, but you can't keep making it here. Everything we have smells like smoke. Everyone thinks I just went to a barbecue. And that was kind of this aha moment. Like, are we on to something? And so I set up a little website. I rented a 200 square foot shared kitchen catering space that I got USDA inspected, and started selling the product online first to see sort of what the interest was and what the traction might be, and slowly started calling brick and mortar retailers, and little by little built up the confidence to leave the day job and go full time 13 years later. And we're on, you know, Instacart's fastest growing brand list.
How did Instacart hear about you? I mean, how does this work? How did that happen?
Well, you don't get on that list unless you have your products sold through Instacart, and that's a process. So you have to actually elect to allow consumers to order your products from their favorite retail stores through the grocery delivery business at Instacart. And then, you know, there are also options to advertise and to reach more and more consumers through their platform. And so we've just leveraged those opportunities to target our core consumer and nurture our core consumer and have them come back over and over again. And so electing to be on the platform and then partnering with them in their various ways to reach our target audience has been really effective.
Where is your food manufactured or processed, packaged, and how did all that come together?
Yeah, it's a great question. So about a year and a half into running the manufacturing plant, if you want to call it that, we learned very quickly that that wasn't going to be our strongest suit, and that it was going to take quite a bit of work and energy and capital to build out a facility. And we just didn't have the knowledge to do it and the capital to do it. And so we partnered with a manufacturing partner in the Midwest who had already had the full setup and could operate at scale and could help us sort of meet our needs very quickly. We partnered with them back in 2015 and have been with the same partner since. So we've got a facility in Southern Illinois where we manufacture everything, and a warehouse sort of right in the middle of the country where everything gets distributed from. And that's how we did it.
And so is most of the business then e-commerce, or do you have distributors, salespeople taking this out to physical locations?
A third of our business today runs through e-commerce channels, Amazon being a really, really impactful and large one. But no, we have a very large brick and mortar presence across the United States. We're in Whole Foods, we're in Sprouts, we're in Kroger, we're in Publix, in many of the largest retailers in the country. And we continue to grow our retail distribution footprint day in and day out.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jason Burke is founder and CEO of The New Primal. He joined us from his company's headquarters by phone in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again as well, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.